Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Man Above Reproach by Evelyn Price, performed by James Clamp.
Chapter 1. England, 1832. The table shook, rattling the gentleman's glasses. The culprit of the minor earthquake was Elias Addison, the newly minted and reluctant Duke of Lennox, who was having trouble fulfilling his friend's request to relax and try to be merry. Nicholas had dragged him to the sleeping dove, but Elias could not stop the restless shuffling of his feet as worries and lists ran through his mind.
"Are you nervous, Lennox?"
Elias turned his eyes to Lord Nicholas Thackeray, the heir presumptive to the Marquess of Bristol, and his closest friend. Since attending school together, they had been inseparable, for better or worse. Elias often thought Nicholas encouraged him into too many excessive debauches, though his friend would insist they were adventures. Once Elias had inherited the title, he had become a difficult man to wrest from his estate. His mood was black and his conversation no better. He thought constantly about the responsibilities that had been dumped into his lap, debts and all. It was not as if he were ill-prepared, but he had half expected his father to live forever. Between funeral arrangements, creditors, and the great disorganized volume of paper in his father's study, Elias found his taste for pleasures distinctly dulled. His listlessness was the reason that Nicholas had insisted he accompany him to the club in Covent Garden, known for its mysterious backrooms.
"I guarantee we will find distraction here," Nicholas continued,
without waiting for an answer to his question.
"The servants and accounting books at Ashworth will still be waiting for you in the morning, but they will disappear from your mind at the first sight of the women here, old boy."
Old boy indeed, Elias thought to himself. He was 31, and his mother did not hesitate to remind him that she would be more than willing to take up residence at the Dowager House if it meant that he married. The question of an heir was even more pressing now that he possessed the Lennox title. Yet he just could not imagine a lifetime with any of the simpering misses he was forced to dance with at every exhausting ball, those debutantes with one eye on his fortune and the other on the word duchess. Did they care that he was a deft hand at the pianoforte, and rather enjoyed the way the light leaked out of the windows in his library every evening? Did they care that before his father died, he had been considering leaving court for good to take up a professorship? Did they care that he hated shooting, but he did it anyway, merely because it was considered a gentle...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?